This week's episode of Lip Service is brought to you by KY Duration. KY Duration is an endurance enhancer which helps men stay in the moment. You know it's the holidays, okay? So it's time to get it in. It's designed by the experts at KY with an FDA-approved active ingredient to help take control and extend pleasure for everyone involved. Pick up your KY Duration today, available at all major mass retailers, drugstores, and grocery stores, as well as online with Amazon. KY Duration is an over-the-counter product, so use it as directed. KY Duration, get what you want. Today's episode is also brought to you by Luca and Danny. Luca and Danny Jewelry is the perfect gift for the women you are most grateful for this holiday season, whether it's that special someone, a mother, daughter, friends, or even yourself. You know I love their iconic bangle bracelets and I stack them up. They also have beautiful rings that you can stack as well, necklaces and earrings, and each piece symbolizes what matters to her most. And it's handcrafted right here in the United States. I have 6 different bracelets and I always change them up based on my feeling, my mood, and what I have on. So go to LucaDanny.com and use code Angela and get 15% off and free shipping on your first purchase. That's LucaDanny.com. Luca and Danny, embrace the journey. Lip service. All right, welcome to Lip Service. I had to put this disclaimer on here first. Now, when we interviewed Riff Raff, a.k.a. Jody High Roller, this was last week. He had not yet put out the video saying that he was being extorted, and there were a lot of new things that came out after we did this interview. Here's what that video sounded like.
I've been keeping a secret for the last 4 years. I've been extorted and blackmailed and demanded I give $1 million cash to an escorting agency and to a fake-ass lawyer who's been running scams, working contingencies upon athletes and high-end celebrities trying to get money. And I'm going to tell you right now, Jack, you ain't getting no million off of me. And I want all my friends and family to know, if anything ever happens to me, make sure to take care of my Huskies. I refuse to back down from your scams.
What's up? What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal.
And we got Jody High Roller here with us.
Dale D'Antoni.
How many names do you have?
I don't know, a lot. Every week I get a new one.
Is it new names and personalities to match or just names?
No, it's just me.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. I want a cool new name. Help me think of one by the end of it.
All right.
Yeah, right?
Let me see.
Everybody should have a no. Ain't nobody has you.
Oh, she don't want me to give her a name.
Don't nobody want to hear her name.
She think I'm going to say something disrespectful.
She is going to say something disrespectful, but I got something for her ass.
What? I was going to say something nice.
You was going to say something about finger.
What?
Finger licking? You don't always say finger lick. Ha, ha, ha.
No, she's well known for putting her finger in people's butts. That's all. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that would be good.
Too early.
You could be the puppet master then.
Too early,
Ash.
That does sound like a cool
one. I don't even think we hit the minute mark yet.
It has to be a name, though.
Right. That's not good enough.
Like Waka Flocka Flame.
Yeah, see? He knows.
Dale D'Antoni.
Well, you're good at it. So
Jody High Roller. I know. I got to give me a minute.
And by the end of the show, he's going to give me one.
I got enough damn names, okay?
Oh, yeah. Gigi. Yeah, Gigi got a lot of fucking names.
What's it? I just know your real name and your stage name. Gigi McGuire.
Yeah.
Wait, what's your?
Then the spinoff name. My name is L'Oreal.
L'Oreal?
Like the makeup.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Mine is Angela. I ain't got no other names. I never had another name.
No aliases.
I had no alias.
Miss Yee, if you're nasty. Mm-hmm.
And what's all your aliases, Gigi?
AKA Miss Show Me the Money.
Okay, that's a fact.
Because it's Gigi McGuire, so show
like
me
Jerry.
The money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you ever see that movie?
Which one?
Jerry McGuire.
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's Gigi.
It could be...
He's thinking of
her. Oh, no, for her. It could be Lavender L'Oreal.
Nah, you got all the fly names. You gonna give me the girly one? I need like the savage one.
I'll think I'll go.
Wait till the end.
You gotta give me the savage.
He's gotta get to know you better.
Yeah, come on, we'll see.
Give me 2 shots.
Oh, well, that's
not right now. I'm saying, give me like proceed into it. Mm.
Now let's talk about this a little bit because we were thinking about this right before you got here. We were talking about you and dating because we don't really see you with women too often to know like what's going on in your life. We do know about one person who you dated.
Look at his face. He's like, and who may that be?
Yeah,
New York.
We do know.
No, I'm just kidding.
Why do people people mistake me for that? I was never on.
Yeah, he was on From G's to Gents, first of all.
Katy Perry.
Okay. But I wouldn't call that dating.
What would you call that?
Rendezvous.
Oh my God. So semantics. Dating, rendezvous. What's the difference?
I think dating means like you could potentially get it turned into something bigger. Oh, like, so. Usually it's like, it, you know what I mean? But sometimes you people go into something and you know, you ain't even thinking about what where it's going to, you know it's going to end sometime, but you're just like, you enjoy it for the time. So it's a rendezvous.
Okay. Man, that's a morbid way to date.
That is.
Because I
but
feel
it's fun
like,
though, because you never know, because your rendezvous could proceed into the upper level of dating.
It's the prequel.
Later on. Yeah, it's a little, you know.
I feel like guys try to always say that this is just for fun, but they don't ever want to anticipate that it could be more than that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, guys are going to, like, just so you know, I'm not looking for anything serious. But then maybe they really are. Like, why even say that?
You never know.
Right. You never know.
You really don't know. Me personally, in the first, like, see, I would say in the first time I meet somebody, in the first, like, you know, they say in the first, like, 10 seconds, 15 seconds, you could be like, you know what I mean? But that has, it's just the vibe of something. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I've said that before, and then something has turned into something else. Mm-hmm. So
I don't know if this is a good or a bad thing.
Yeah, something else bad or something else great.
Something else good. Yeah, okay. But then when things get serious, then, you know, it can go either way. Anyways, like,
right.
You think you're scared of commitment?
I'm just, I mean, I think just in 2018, just with social medias and like court stuff and like, you know what I mean? Like at any time, I just think if you're a quote unquote celebrity, right? Mm-hmm. And then you get with somebody and if they aren't celebrity, right? I can see why people of celebrities both would be with each other because they're like, oh, you understand what I'm going through in life. You understand how I'm around public, in the public eye. And at any time, somebody could be like, you know what? This person did me wrong and I feel, me as a person, not me. I'm just saying the other person could be like, I feel like I want to do this and I'm going to blast this on the internet. I'm going to do this. And then all the blogs are going to run to that.
Right.
Because it's bad news. Bad news travels fast. Uh-huh. It's the, you know what I mean? So that becomes an element in getting to a relationship. Like, wait, is this person crazy? You got to get to know them longer.
Maybe you think too hard about it.
Trust me, I don't.
No,
it's from experience.
Okay.
The things I'm talking about are not just hypothetical and I'm not just crazy.
But you know what? I feel like attracts like. So do you think because like your personality and the persona you give off is kind of like a crazy, wild and fun that people are like, oh, he likes crazy.
That's cool. But what does that have to do? What does that have to do with being psycho though?
You know, crazy.
I'm not, but I'm never, I don't do psycho things to people. You know what I'm saying? I'm not malicious.
Right, right.
But there is some malicious people. So once they, and then also with girls, you have to like, you know, get, you have to, I think you should get to know somebody for 5 years before, let them go do whatever they want. I do whatever I want, whatever. And if after 5 years, if we still like each other and we want to be more serious and we date that, then cool. Mm-hmm. I think you should know somebody 5 years before you even get into dating.
That's a random amount of time to pick. Because you know why?
I'm throwing that number out there.
I can see why he's saying that.
But if you're not, no, don't get me wrong. At any time, I'm not saying that that's a formula I do. You could meet somebody and then jump right into a relationship and then maybe y'all get married. Mm-hmm. Right. Maybe a year from there you have a kid. Or maybe a year after that y'all get married and then she files for divorce and then you're in court dealing with that. You don't know because you don't know the person you're dealing with.
Right.
That's just me. That's my personal. I'm not saying this the way the world should think.
Right.
This
that's
just
things. For your own personal.
And most of my friends don't have kids and haven't been married. Mm-hmm. Not saying that that's just like a formula of how, like, you know, it's just like,
you know what though, if your friends had kids and were married, you probably would want
I think so too.
I'm by myself a lot though. I don't think that either because I haven't found like that perfect situation or scenario. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? To me, a perfect situation scenario, do you know Dan Bilzerian is?
Yes, the guy that's the like rich guy that's
all
over the place.
I'm friends with him, right?
Okay.
So, I mean,
running around all the time.
Right, but it's not. But he doesn't have. It's not every girl is his girlfriend. No, it's like it's not really actual wives, but it's sister wives. So it's the girls get along.
It's like a harem.
I think if a girl can't get along with other girls, there's gonna be big problems. That's for me. You know why? Because I'm around girls all the time, just in general. So if I have to worry about also making you happy and being me, which you already know, I'm just already me. So I'm around people that, men, women, whatever.
But being cool with other girls, is that just being cool? Like, oh, you want something
attracted
to drink?
Attracted to
or
other girls.
Oh, yeah,
that's different.
No, it doesn't even have to like, yeah. But at the same time, I could be in a, you know, actual relationship if it got to that level. But then it goes, for me, it goes back to the,
it's now. 5 years to get there.
And you she got to fuck a girl.
Right.
Doesn't got to. You, right. If you, it's
she has
it's
to be like, okay with him fucking up. Okay.
Not even just that. It has to be, their camp is like a car, it's like a relationship is like a car, and I'm stepping on the gas. Do not touch the brake. You see what I'm saying? So I'll deal with, you know what I mean? So if she's touching the brake already early, like this is going to be a problem somewhere along the line, some type of stress factor, and then somebody be like, well, that's a selfish way of thinking, but right. I don't have time to think about other people right now.
So what about, like, because I thought about this with guys, I've talked about this before. Is there a difference between like a woman that's letting you run all over her and a woman that's just down with what you're doing?
Depends
or
how you're looking at it. And then if that's a girl who says runs all over you, then I'll just stop the relationship right there and be like, okay, we need to get to know each other for 5 years so you can see how I move and operate, because you might not even want to be my friend.
Right. Damn.
That's okay. That's tough. Now back to the original question though. You think that you're a little scared of commitment?
Now I'm scared of the repercussions of getting into a bad relationship that you don't know how bad it is until you're actually there into that situation where you're living with the person and then somebody's throwing a fucking glass vase
so
at
scared
you.
Of you had some bad experiences.
Yeah.
Damn.
I've been through it all. I'm lucky to have dodged the bullet.
Dodge
the Versace bullet.
How long was your longest relationship?
Probably maybe a year.
A year?
So I guess the 5 year thing ain't never get tested out.
Right.
But hold on now. There's girls who I've known and we still interact.
Are you grooming them?
No, not even grooming them. She's living her life. I'm living her life. Whoever. But you know what I'm saying? But it's like who I've known for 5 years and we're still friends. Okay. And that's a good start.
Right.
That's a good start. Mm-hmm. And you know what I mean? But I didn't step on the gas in that direction of like being with her, but it's good to be able to like go with the flow of things. And when we see each other, like where like slowly get to know each other, because there's people who are, you know, there's people who are in college studying to be whatever, you know what I mean? There's people who are doing things in their career mm-hmm. and traveling, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Besides me. So I wouldn't want to hold somebody back. I want you to be as best as you could be. You have a vision in your head. Good. Hit me whenever, you know, whenever you need me, call me whenever, you know what I mean? And you're doing everything to build yourself to where you want to be. And then who knows, maybe 4 or 5 years from now, and that's 10 years into knowing each other. And then we're like, maybe we should hang out more and more right now. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I don't even really like all that stuff I was talking about 5 years ago. I'm not even into that anymore. I'm lazy now. Let's just go on a cruise and then let's maybe try to. You got your place. I got mine. Maybe we try to get a condo in Charlotte or something, or fucking Vermont, and we try it out. We get a 6 month lease and see how we. Let's see how we like it.
He wants to test.
Let's just live together. Yeah, and try it out.
Test, you see what I'm saying?
But don't you touch that damn brake, bitch.
The reason that we even got to 5 years because she didn't touch on nobody. Right. But I haven't got into that close. You got to live with somebody.
You definitely have to live with somebody.
You know what I mean? But I wouldn't say give up what you got. Everybody should have. Whoopi Goldberg said something the other day. They were like, they asked her, what do you feel about marriage? And she's like, I don't want nobody else living in my house.
Oh, shit.
You see what I'm saying? Like, right. That meant that sentence
we
right
talked about that a little while ago.
So it's like you can have, like, I think everybody should have their own dwelling domain where they can get away from. I need a break. It's right. Not just a break from you. I need a break from the world in general.
Right.
I don't always like to talk.
Although some people,
I want to just be around
we
my huskies.
We can barely afford our own apartments. Imagine us having our own dwelling domains on the side.
You got more than one, right?
Right.
Things to do.
So, but let me ask you this. Do you think that you could be with somebody and say you're doing this 5 year thing? That's in theory, right? Could she talk to you about other guys that she's dating?
That's none of my business.
Because you guys are friends.
That's none of my, exactly. It's my, but my friends, I don't even talk about them about their relationship. I don't want to talk about none of that.
So you're not
If you're having a problem or something, you're really stressed out, I'll talk to you maybe one or two times, but I don't want that dwelling on my mind. My mind is like a file cabinet, right? And
it's
filled up
shit.
In alphabetic order with shit. There's some shit that people tell me and I don't remember. I do not remember what we were talking about because it wasn't important in my brain.
Right.
It's not me. It's not that I don't care. I care about you mm-hmm. in general and I hate to see you like this and stressed out and like just you know what I mean, stressed out, but that I can't have that energy and stress around me because I'm already stressed out and have anxiety about certain things. Right. You know what I mean?
Are you a jealous person?
No. If I don't like something about somebody, I'm going to instead of arguing with you and giving you more of my energy, I'm going to be like, let's stop right here. I need a break. I need some space. Like mm-hmm. I don't even want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. If we're starting to clash or you're telling me about somebody, I don't want to hear about it.
Right.
It's none of my business. Talk to one of your girlfriends about it. That's what girls do. You know what I mean? Talk to, if it's a girl telling me about some other guy or something, I don't want to hear about it.
Who
I don't
do you
need
talk to about girls? Like, you don't talk to none of your homies or anything? Like,
sure.
Okay.
Of course.
But you know it's what I mean? More like, fucked this bitch the other night.
I don't even talk like that. I'm not even vulgar like that. Okay. People probably think I'm vulgar. I'm not like that.
I'm vulgar. That's fine. How I
and
talk.
You're a girl. You can do whatever. And you know what? Everybody can talk how they want. Mm-hmm. But I just don't. I just don't partake in those type of conversations. I will if I'm having a situation where I'm like stressed out about something. I'll talk to one of my certain friends. You know what I mean? Okay. But I don't just talk to everybody. There's friends who I've grown attached to over the years that like we just see eye to eye on how things should be.
Right.
And then so when I'm saying things like this, then they'll kind of not put me back on track, but like say how they would do things in that situation. I'll be like, yeah, you're right. That's how I would do it. That's how I should do things. You know, I'm just going to take a break and really think this out. Sometimes stepping back from the situation and like reevaluating it of how you want this to be. What do you want the end result to be? And is it going to be that much? Is it going to be too much work and too much stress to get there? And even if you get there and get the other person to be how you want them to be, is it really going to actually be there? Right. Or is that you just them putting a band-aid on it, and then when they're away from you, then they're like, they take the mask off and they're like, fuck, I don't like this, but all right, I'll do it for him because I want to be with him. No, I don't want you to be like that.
I'm about to break up with my boyfriend. Talking.
I want you. It should be like water. It should be like two things of water just flowing. Like it should be easy. It should be simple. You should be coming with me with ideas. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like not trying to make me happy. Like don't try to make me happy.
Although I think that's a natural thing to do. Like whatever you try.
But then.
Whatever you like to do.
whatever you
drink.
The bath butter is clean, your room.
Your royal penis is clean.
I try to make it not as dirty.
That's okay. Make it dirty.
This is lip service.
So the friends that you do
his
look
drink
towards,
is done. And
yeah, let's go. He said two shots.
All right.
Are they in relationships?
I mean, I made it really light. Though.
So like the friends that you really go towards? That you lean towards, that is like, you know, and sometimes I feel like when you say your problem out loud, you figure it out on your own.
You know?
Because you hear it.
Yeah.
And you're like, duh, I just got
there it is. You just explain it for yourself. But then but after you say that, then you go back into your emotions, and that's where your emotions, your heart is in it, and you don't always say that.
Right.
You aren't spilling all that to the person, like, no, but this person, there's a certain feeling I have. You don't say all that.
Yeah,
you
have
don't
you ever say been heartbroken? You know what
I mean? Yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure. But I think I've given my heart away already. Like, I think each time you give away your heart, then you kind of regain it, it regrows, you know what I mean? But mm-hmm. I'm not saying that I could never be heartbroken again. I think you just have to be in such a crazy, like, deep love, and, like, you gave yourself away so much that
you got your guard up OD to the point where...
Yeah, and I think my brain and my heart subliminally, like, did it theirself. Like,
yeah,
it's like, we've already been through this, we've already been through this, we already know what's going to happen. Like, all right, cool. It's not that... But if the right person came along with the right scenario situation, I would, who knows?
It's like an understanding person, like a person that could kind of like understand.
But it can't be just, it's not
through.
Just a person. It has to be that initial spark
that yeah.
from the start.
The person, right.
That's chemistry.
Boom. Mm-hmm. You know?
You think that the perception people have of you before they meet you is different than who you are?
I don't like a lot of people to meet me. You know what I mean? Because I don't like me opening up and talking to you. Like, yeah. I'm not going to have this conversation with people on the street.
Right.
I'm a hoodie up and fucking walking with my friends where we go. Like, I'm not, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't have the energy and like to do it.
But I think it's cool because I do.
And honestly, if it was like three guys here, I wouldn't even be talking. I wouldn't just be feeling like that. You know what I mean?
But you don't feel like people judge you?
I don't care. Mm-hmm. I take that back. I care to an extent because of like a fan base, like my actual fans who, so when like if somebody's like a dedicated like follower or something, right. like they've been following for years and then they comment on something, like say something, I'm like, what? Like, but then at the same time, if you aren't on the same path and mental path, I'm on, like, and if you don't care or care too much about certain little things, then that could be you as a person changing into something that, we aren't on the same path. Everybody's different, right?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, people go through certain things in their life. There's some times where I'm so pissed off, I don't even want to listen to music. So like, even my favorite song doesn't sound good to me. Mm-hmm. So when people are saying judgmental things and mad things, think about the time and energy it takes to go on somebody's page, watch something, just for instance, this Instagram, mm-hmm. watch their whole video, and then comment a long ass fucking paragraph. How much do you, how happy are you really with your life? Now think about this. If you won the lottery, right? You won the lottery, gave you $1 million. Would you even be near your phone?
Probably not. No.
If you were, you'd be what? Ordering some shit online, yeah, some clothes. Exactly. You see what I'm saying? Right. So if you're winning, you are not even looking at the next lane. You're
I've never seen Oprah leave like a nasty comment on anything.
She doesn't have time. She's too busy fucking.
Can you imagine?
She's
Oprah,
too busy buying cars for people.
Or imagine if Beyonce went on somebody's page and was like, bitch, you whack.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, Beyonce.
Rihanna makes comments to people. I wouldn't say she goes and trolls them, but she responds.
I'll respond too. I'll wait for someone to say something.
Yeah.
And then I'll just like fucking just
fire
roast them. But it's in a funny way though. I'm not like, I fucking hate you here. Nah, it's like, I'll just roast them like some
hot. Do that, right? People that just sit around angry like, fuck you.
But I know they're mad. And but then here's the other thing where I understood like the trolling part, because then they'll say something and then I'll say some shit back, like roast them, and then they'll respond back and be and
I'm
like laughing.
You hit me back.
Be like, yeah, thanks for responding.
Yeah,
and I'm just like, all right, and I'll probably just like follow them or some shit.
Yeah. But you know what else is true is that sometimes people could hit you, like could be 1,000 people like, oh my God, I love your new album, and you don't respond to any of that. But then sometimes it'd be that one comment. Not you.
Oh,
I'm
general.
Just saying
just
you
in general.
Like,
general, yeah.
It'd be
yeah.
that one comment that somebody says that's rude and you'd be so like, I gotta hit them back.
Yeah.
And that's what makes people do that, because they think mm-hmm. that's how they
Know how to get on your skin.
But I'm gonna tell you why it's like that. If you respond to everybody that says, oh, I love you, I love you, you're gonna be sitting there for fucking weeks. Like,
okay, girl.
No, but you.
This is why I'm so glad that Instagram added that like the comment.
I love the comment.
And keep it moving.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, or so, but sometimes when I roast the one person, then I'll get like crazy likes, like 1,000 likes. And then people will be like, it'll be like, oh man, this is my favorite part of the Instagram when he responds to people in the conversation. But then I'll respond to people they not shit. I just can't sit through. There's some people who who respond to every single like Gary V. I'm a fan of Gary V. I like him. But that's one of his things is like,
right.
I'm
to
responding
help people.
To every yeah he's like that dude has just mentality. I don't know. I've never met him yet, but we've talked a few times.
Oh yeah, I know Gary V.
Yeah, that would be good. You should have him on the show. I'll watch that. Have him on here talking about relationships.
Gary V talking about sex.
Have him have him on here talking about like relationship.
The
I'll
V
watch
and Gary V stands for vagina.
Yeah, exactly. That would be so funny.
I wonder if he's married or not.
Gary vagina.
I think he's married.
I think so.
Yeah.
But he never talks about marriage.
I know you're not talking.
I know
you don't talk about much or nothing. No, as far as relationship. Wise,
I said
we couldn't see nothing on your page. I was looking and looking around.
I mean, if like, but I mean, I want to get into that like that realm or something. Like, I mean,
so sweet
it's in there somewhere, right?
You know what I mean? I'm not looking for it,
right? But you're open to it if it happens.
If anything, like I said, anything can happen. Just like anything's possible. Just like, I won't cancel out anything. Like, no, this is this, and I'm doing this, and I'm this about it. No, every day something different happens.
But we do know of one public relationship that you had, right? And that, what you making that face for already?
Uh-oh.
Bella Elise Rose. So that was officially your girlfriend.
Sip, sip.
Oh my
Jesus
God, double,
Christ.
Double, double.
She was a very close friend.
Right. But was she? Would you have categorized that as... We were
together.
Were you rendezvousing or dating?
We're still friends.
Okay, still friends.
Working on it.
Oh,
we're all coming together now.
5 years is slowly approaching.
We're very close.
It's been about 4.5.
Right.
We're 6 more months, we're going to find out if this is...
The 5 years.
No, but like I was saying, like like when you're going through a process of like getting to know somebody, there's ups and downs and like, good, you know, so if it's like somebody who is a good person and, you know, you're going to have ups and downs.
Did she teach you a lot?
No.
In the bedroom? Did she teach you a lot?
No.
Don't lie.
I feel like your show started right now. Like everything else is just a warm up.
Because everybody that you're with teaches you something, right? And
sure.
Look, I always look at it like certain people know a lot more than others, and I feel like she should have taught you some things. Like
Just like how you were saying about your persona and your da, 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 all that, like that's one of the nicest people. Like,
I'm not saying nothing about her. Not
we wouldn't know about sexually.
What I'm saying is like what you perceive her as. Uh-huh, let's right. say like that's not how she actually is. She's like a really like
because she's a porn star.
No, she's not. She stopped that like 6 months ago.
But once upon a time she was. So naturally porn stars are like dirtier, course, freakier.
But education wise, you can learn a lot. Unquote,
but if you looked at the media, you'd be like, oh, he's dated 5 porn stars. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
Support for today's show also comes from FabFitFun. If you love discovering new products, if you're always on the hunt for the next best thing, then you've got to try FabFitFun. Now, you know I'm a product junkie, and this is how I test everything. FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box filled with full-size fashion, beauty, home, fitness, and wellness products delivered 4 times a year, and it's only $49.99 a box. Sometimes that's just what one thing in the box costs. It's great for discovering new brands and products that you can actually use because everything is full size. No more paying for samples. FabFitFun is a fantastic value. Many products' individual value is more than the entire cost of the box, like I said. FabFitFun is a great gift to get for yourself and makes a great gift for a loved one. You know, I travel all the time and I'm always running out of products. So with FabFitFun, I'm always trying something new. My last box had this cream cleanser called Wish. It's been lasting so long, and it's what keeps my face looking really smooth. I never would have known about it if it wasn't for FabFitFun. So make sure you sign up for FabFitFun today. They always sell out. You can use my code LIPSERVICE and get $10 off your first box. Go to FabFitFun.com to sign up and start getting the box for a life well lived. Again, that's promo code LIPSERVICE and you'll get $10 off your first box. That's over $200 worth of products for only $39.99. Today's show is brought to you by Vidget, the mobile app that achievers carry. Do you ever want to know the value of your social media profiles or that you could chart how your social media accounts are growing over time? Well, the Vidget app is changing the game for social media profile builders. Vidget's revolutionary technology scores social media profiles, tracks follower growth over time, and it lets you set growth goals all in one place. Go to the App Store today and download yourvidgetscore.com. That's V-I-G-I-T, yourvidgetscore.com. Also, look out for more details in my stories on Instagram.
Did that help you? You think, like, dating porn stars, did that help you sexually?
No.
It's the same.
Happened, like, it's the lifestyle of, like, not
so
having,
you was tossing
not
salads a, way before all that.
Tossing salads.
You was eating ass, right?
Dale D'Antoni don't toss no salad.
Yes,
now.
Yes, you do. I don't believe you. I could tell by your beard.
What? Oh my God! What
you know
that
I know.
So
bad. I could tell how he has his beard shaved because he has this.
So,
you, right
so
here
you're
open.
Saying because of my edge up, then you just figured I tongue punched some fart boxes.
Exactly. You know what?
You know that's a fact. I could tell because you left this area right here clean and open.
Nah, that's what you got. That has nothing.
To put your
I've
chin in.
I've been cutting hair since I cut my own hair since 7th grade.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh well, we would hope you didn't start then.
Well, I wasn't.
Do you remember your early like sexual experiences when you didn't know what you were doing? Like anything embarrassing?
I don't know. We would go to the movie theaters like 5th and 6th grade and just like, and we get dropped off the movie. Well, this is way back in the early 50s.
Yo, no, I love this nigga.
But look.
We didn't even have sound in the movie.
I don't know why, but everybody in the, like it was 5th and 6th grade and there was this movie theater, right? And then we would get dropped, like everybody's parents, we would have them drop us off at the movies, right?
Right.
And then we, like whoever was with their girlfriend, like then there was this like back, like almost like a dumpster area.
Oh my Lord.
No, but it wasn't by the dumpster. Don't get me wrong. It was kind of behind the movie theater. It was kind of behind it. It wasn't by the dumpster.
It was like a loading
dock. It was like a basketball court. But it was like, okay, here's the movie theater in the front. And it was a huge wall, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then behind that, there was nothing. But then back there, that was where the dumpsters. It was where the dump trucks would pull up, but there was only 2 dump trucks. But it was like the size of a football field.
Right. Okay.
So, but then there was basketball court and stuff like that. But then, like, then you take turns going back with your girlfriend, like,
behind the wall, whatever.
But we weren't actually having sex.
They
didn't know
what they
were
doing.
Okay.
We thought that was sex.
You were probably, like, dry humping.
Basically.
When did you lose your virginity?
5 years ago.
Still a virgin.
Fuck out
of here. So that's what this is really all about. We're going to help him lose his virginity.
For sure.
We're going to sell it on eBay.
Imagine if that was true.
Dale D'Antoni's searching for sister wives. Three. They all got to get along.
You can't go from virgin to sister wives.
No, it's perfect.
Well, then about, I want my first time to when I unvirginized, then to be with three sister wives.
No. You never
Dale D'Antoni's search for unvirginizing with three sister wives.
You never had any pregnancy scares? Like
he can't get pregnant.
Not you personally, but like your dick.
Yeah, like I think I had a couple.
Dale Dick Tony, you never did? Had
a- I've had a few situations where I was like, yeah, I think I bought some baby clothes a few times, yeah.
Mm. And what happened?
It just didn't happen.
It was someone else's baby or...
Damn, you went through the whole baby shower.
You're saying I bought she baby said, clothes for somebody else's baby?
Said, yeah. She's saying it wasn't yours as an outcome.
Well, keep the clothes.
Oh, no. The baby just never was.
Yeah,
I don't know what this, you know. Girls, man.
Are you crying?
I'm sweating.
It's okay.
No, it's just getting hot here. I'm going to take
off. Oh, now you hot.
Now it's getting hot. Yeah.
I'm going to have to take off my damn cowl.
Dale D'Antoni's hot.
Getting all hot. Y'all got a drying machine?
With a little bit of...
It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes.
I'll take off one part of my clothes. I ain't taking off all my clothes.
Let it hang off.
It's too hot.
You guys,
y'all got a drying machine?
We just met.
Tangerine Tiger.
Yes.
We got that merch on.
I like that shirt.
You know, we like merch here.
Oh, yeah. No.
Tangerine Tiger,
here at Lip Service, we're all about the merch.
Right. I'll get y'all. We got to get y'all shirts.
Absolutely. That's what we was
doing. Hold on. Can you put your hand up again? He got small hands.
Uh-oh, you know what that means.
Nothing.
Let me see.
He do got baby hands. You
13. So what that mean?
Is your pointy finger?
It means you got small hands and big feet.
Is your pointy finger bigger, longer than your
these index? These myths mean nothing to me, but go ahead.
Ooh, I don't know.
Oh, no. What?
He might
I need to get my nails done.
Like, he's like, hold on a second. Let me put my hands away.
Man, I'm grilled over here.
No, little hands are good.
I need a skillet, pretty soon.
No, little hands are good. It makes your dick look bigger when you masturbate.
Oh, my God.
So when you take a dick pic, just make sure you put your hand in
your little hand. My hand.
Over here getting roasted.
Make your dick look bigger with your little hand.
He about to get us in the comments. Let's just be quiet.
They short, but
let's talk about Tangerine Tiger.
What?
Your hands.
Oh,
they
my
short.
God.
They got girth.
They got girth. My fingers are longer than
these are not small hands.
Yeah.
Just so y'all know.
For the comparison.
About the size of a water bottle.
Okay. For the comparison.
Okay. Golly.
Is that
put your hand
up
to a water bottle.
I'm a woman.
Oh yeah.
See?
Gigi's finger's longer
than
that.
I'm a woman.
I am a woman, sir.
I am a real
Golly.
All
right, now back to Tangerine Tiger. Let's talk about that because you were showing us your merch. Oh, yes. Look at you.
Yes.
He's covering
don't look
himself
at it.
Up.
Your nipples? What are you covering?
What's wrong with your nipples?
Album. Y'all don't allow to listen to this album no more.
Why? He's over us.
He's just slandered me.
About his hand.
Just kidding.
No, but you know, one question that you asked earlier that I wonder.
What?
So, all right, you dated different porn stars, whatever. So is it
no,
ever-
no. Calm down.
God,
hold
you
on.
Said
rewind.
You said five of them.
No. I said if you look only judged by the, like,
by
looking through stuff, then that would be people
okay.
tell
okay.
you.
Let's hear it from the tiger's mouth.
Okay. I want to know, like, was there one trick that one had that you was like, damn, I wish I could teach the other one the trick that the other one did. You give
it
a
yeah, okay. So there was this one girl, and she would, like, she did this one trick where whenever I would go to sleep, she wouldn't go on my phone. Yeah. And then she would go on her phone, and while we were both awake, and she would like go scroll through her different pictures of her friends. She would be like, "This is the coolest trick. Y'all ready?" So yeah. There was a girl sitting next to me in bed, and then she would be like, "This look, oh, she's cute. You think she's cute? Should we invite her over?" That was the craziest trick ever. And okay. So I wish all the girls would be like that.
All right. Well,
that's
kind of a trick.
Yeah, you know what it did? It made me be not have anxiety and be stressed out. Be like, oh, Okay.
You know so what would make you not have
you might stick around.
If you didn't have shit in your phone, you'd be nervous.
No, yeah. Nobody goes to my phone.
Okay.
No, well, maybe not having anxiety is not having somebody who goes to my phone because, like Whoopi Goldberg said, I don't want nobody living in my house.
You're going to stop quoting that one line.
No, me and Whoopi Goldberg. Me and Whoopi. I'm going to re-quote it.
When did she say
it.
That shit? Matter of fact.
Look it up.
Yesterday.
Whoopi said it yesterday.
Look it up. Look it up.
Whoopi Goldberg said it yesterday on The View.
Just look it up on Google. Whoopi Goldberg marriage.
She was married to the guy
from Cheers. Yeah, she lying like a motherfucker. She lived with mad niggas before.
Does she? Exactly. Does she end up living with her now?
She's over.
Exactly.
So maybe Whoopi's your perfect soulmate.
No.
Oh my God.
Wing woman.
Wing woman.
Wing Whoopi.
Let me see. Whoopi Wing. Wing.
Whoopi. Nah, Whoopi will get you mad bitches. Think
you
about
think so?
It. Hell yeah.
You be like, come over. Whoopi's here.
Whoopi's here. We'll be at Whoopi's house.
Whoopi.
We were at Whoopi's house. She probably got 15 rooms.
Now, what's the quote again? Whoopi Goldberg. I'm not letting no.
No, just be Whoopi. Whoopi Goldberg. Just put this. Put Whoopi Goldberg take on marriage.
I'm not letting no nigga move.
Whoopi Goldberg's take on marriage.
You think Whoopi Goldberg used the N-word?
No, you know the memes that they had where they said like back in the day.
Hold on. What
no,
is
he's
that?
Right. She said.
Oh, he's right. First of all, he's right.
The tangerine tiger's right.
What she said?
She said, I'm the round peg and marriage is the square hole. That sounds sexual.
Yeah, that's different.
She said, Whoopi Goldberg on marriage. I don't want somebody in my house. I'm much happier on my own. I can spend as much time with somebody as I want to spend, but I'm not looking to be with somebody forever or live with someone. I don't want somebody in my house.
Boom.
Damn.
Told you.
AKA.
You're so
no
right.
So they got to fuck behind the movie theater by the garbage can because she don't want nobody in her crib.
And by the way, this is from September 1st, so he has been quoting this for months.
I just saw it the other day. To be honest with you.
I can see him back in his game.
I just saw this, but I will be quoting this for the rest of my life. But Whoopi Goldberg says.
But we listened. When he said it, we all was like,
for real.
Wow.
I'm not
Whoopi
lying.
He said that.
It's like, come on. It's Whoopi Goldberg. She was in Ghost.
This is on The Onion. Isn't that a fake site?
Not. Let me call Whoopi.
It's not on Huffington Post.
Whoopi.
I was about to say.
Talk to him real quick.
He's like, Whoopi, we need backup.
I'm mad y'all said the quote said, I ain't letting no nigga in my house.
Whoopi said that.
Whoopi said, ain't Whoopi no nigga moving in with me.
Now, can you be homegirls with girls who you know like you, but you're not interested in them?
Yeah, I can, but then I don't want to. I can maneuver around it.
You ever had
but
pity
I don't
sex?
Wanna,
like,
huh?
You ever had pity sex?
No.
Like, she likes you so
let
much.
Let me just get his girl.
I don't do that because I feel like that's dangerous, kind of. Because then I think that could jeopardize, like, even the friendship. I feel like that.
Mm-hmm. That's how you get a psycho.
Yeah, because then she'll kind of think that she after all this time tonight, now you're into, like, almost a relationship. Nah, just stay friends.
Right.
If you want to be friends, you straight say it. Just be like,
or sometimes you could get rid of her by having really terrible sex with her, and she'd be like, I don't even like him anymore.
She might not want to.
She'll give you a second try. If she really likes you, she'll be like, fuck it. One more time is not bad.
But here's the thing, if I'm not really just into a girl like that, and then it's just like, that's my sister. Mm-hmm. And I don't really, you know what I mean?
You think you've ever had a terrible sex?
Some people can be like, I'm not attracted to that girl, but I still have sex.
I still fuck her. I think that's a good way to curve somebody, though.
What?
Just be like, okay, sis. Like, you start
no, but, I, it's almost, but it's almost mm-hmm. kind
ain't
of.
Ain't that what we do anyway?
No, you know what? I stopped doing that because I got tired of people saying bro and sis. I don't like when people call me that.
I used to bro every nigga I knew
in Atlanta.
I don't
bro nobody because now you think we friends for
how
real.
How long were you in Atlanta?
I lived in Atlanta for almost 10 years.
Oh, and now how long you live out here?
5.
You like it out here?
I like Atlanta better, but I like them.
She's here for access.
I stayed for lip service, honestly.
Okay.
Oh, I'm flattered. See, y'all know that.
Look at the connection.
I
could have
went back to
y'all.
Atlanta in 2015, stayed because I love my girls
that's
and my
right.
show. And
good.
Our show.
See?
Yeah, see how we opened up with each other.
I see. Y'all vibe well together.
Right. And Whoopi said,
no,
we love
yeah,
ain't no nigga
living
up, moving
Whoopi
up
said,
in my house.
Don't leave your bitches behind.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
I'm not talking to y'all no more. I'm saying that's Whoopi said.
Now, do you think you've ever, can you recall a time that you've been trash in bed? Like, damn, I really underperformed.
Like some drunk
I wouldn't remember because I was probably too drunk. Yeah. If that happened, but I don't think like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think like that.
Damn, that was a terrible.
Nah, because I don't think it's like I don't think like that.
Have y'all ever felt that way? That I was trash?
Mm-hmm. How?
Have you ever felt like, damn, I could have done better?
Because what?
Like,
because
I could have done better. You know how in an argument, when you think about things you should have said after the fact?
Right.
So do you do that during sex? Like, after sex, you be like, damn, I should have.
I should have did that spin around.
Yeah, you know what I did?
That spin around.
Like, I should have used both hands.
I'm listening.
You never gave lazy head before? Like, I've been like, I don't know about
lazy head. Y'all know that's my forte, so I'm going to get that. I'm not going to slack on the head because that's what I do. But
I've been there before when I've been tired and like
to. I knew what I was doing.
That's a good name for her. What? Lazy head
L'Oreal.
That's not cool.
Don't listen to her. Didn't I tell you that she get a worse motherfucking names and shit? We not listening
to
this
bitch. That's like a garbage pill kid. We got lazy head L'Oreal.
First of all, ask about me, bitch.
Damn, that kind of rhymes.
Nigga, ask about me.
Your friends are probably going to... I didn't say...
Nah, it's only one. Don't. She's the only evil one at this table.
No. Okay. We having a good time.
It kind of rhymed.
He likes really? It.
I don't say I like it. I just feel like they're going to keep saying it.
Have you ever gotten lazy head?
Not that I remember.
you definitely got lazy head.
Maybe. You think so?
Drunk, yeah. Remember.
Maybe. I think... Would that be like a guy like kind of demanding it, and then she's like,
not like demanding, like you bitch, you better give me head, but more so like, come on, you know.
And then she's like,
okay,
fine,
fine. And
that's what I don't think it's ever been like that.
Really?
It has to be kind of mutual.
But that's because you haven't been in a long relationship. That's like long relationship. Right,
maybe.
Yeah.
Like,
but if I'm in a... Yeah, I don't know.
That's long.
I've never been in a long.
Lazy heads for.
Oh man, is that bad? That's bad, right?
What?
Because then if you had to be like that, and after like 2 years, then can you imagine after 20 years like doing that?
Right, well, then he's gone.
Okay,
well,
see?
For me, in my instance, he's gone. So.
After 20 years, we just spin on our hand and do that.
Damn.
Spit on both hands.
Smack it.
Because all that matters is just the satisfying there. Yeah,
that's good. It.
After 20 years, we get a wet paper towel and just.
Oh my God.
So after 20 years, he gets a girlfriend.
Wipe
me down.
Do you mind if a girl's like giving you head but uses her hands a lot? Some guys don't like hands, like no hands, and some guys like hands. You look like I did both. Like I want to
know. I don't think I knew what I was getting into.
I don't know what this bitch is doing, but
I didn't know what I was getting myself into.
Yeah, Jody High Roller. Come on.
Yeah, I know.
Jody.
You know, but it's like.
We respect you, just so you know.
That's fine. But it's just like some things just, to me. My life.
Okay.
I just don't talk about certain things. But y'all, go ahead. Y'all just keep talking. I'm just going to keep drinking. Okay. I'll chime in when I feel the need to.
Did anybody teach
honestly,
you?
Honestly, the crazy part about you, what you wouldn't expect from me, is that me, instead of talking about such and such about a sexual situation.
Mm-hmm. You just do it.
No. Listen, I'm more into, like, I could talk and stuff about more of a relationship type of situation.
No relationship?
Exactly, because I've been through so many.
Through so many.
But they're all
relationships. It doesn't matter. I didn't say like
long term.
Right.
That might be a situationship.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
You seem more like a situationship.
Has anybody ever tried to push you into like marriage or anything?
Yeah.
Oh shit. And how does that work? Have you ever considered it?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, considered. Key word.
Mm-hmm.
Watch yourself now.
Watch it. Watch out now.
She proposed?
No. No, we just like talked of it. You know what I mean?
And you entertained it?
And it's just like, not entertained, like kind of like went along with it because it was like, I you're so much into the girl. Like, you know what I mean? Or you're just so into the relationship. Like, it's like, it's fucking time don't exist.
Right.
And that's not every day that you meet somewhere where it's like the time don't matter. You know what I mean? So... I don't know. I couldn't, but I just couldn't. Through time, then it just got, things got worse, and then it's just like, oh no.
This week's episode is also brought to you by Burst. The Burst Sonic Toothbrush is the best oral care you'll ever buy. Self-care isn't selfish. The Burst Sonic Toothbrush has a built-in 2-minute timer, and it's designed to make teeth whiter and brighter in just days. Burst is known for its charcoal-infused super soft bristles. The charcoal removes surface stains and it's antimicrobial, which helps keep the bristles hygienic for the lifetime of the brush head. It's proven to remove plaque and stains without damaging enamel or your gums. Burst has the most powerful motor on the market and the longest battery life, with up to 4 weeks use on just 1 hour charge.
Go to burstoralcare.com and get your Burst Sonic toothbrush. Not only does it work well, believe me, my uncle's a dentist, but it also is a really pretty toothbrush. If you use my code Angela at checkout, you'll also get 10% off your order. And you know you get a new replacement head every 3 months for just $6 each. That's burstoralcase.com with code Angela for 10% off. And guess what? It's a great gift idea too. Don't forget to use my code Angela.
But do you feel like it is smart for like the woman to bring it up? Because I don't feel like if you weren't thinking about
But then it goes back to what I said about the 5 years. You shouldn't even be talking about it. It should just like, if that vibe of time doesn't exist when we're together, keep that same energy. You know what I'm saying?
I'm uncomfortable that you have your phone turned over. Can you turn this way?
Would you hide it?
No. We want to see if anyone's calling you.
Yeah.
Oh, nobody's calling
me. Like,
no.
Bay. Bay one, bay two, bay three.
No, it's my...
Sister wife one. Sister
no, wife bear. What was it? Boo.
Oh, Boo-berry.
Boo-berry.
Boo-berry. That's a tattoo.
Do you have any tattoos you regret?
No.
You love them all.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how many you have?
This is my puppy.
That ain't no damn puppy.
That is my...
That's a humongous puppy.
She's sitting on the jacuzzi.
She's cute.
I saw her on your Instagram.
That puppy living life.
Right.
What are you doing on
how
Instagram?
How old is she? Let me
know. We got to check you out.
I thought you had a whole baby because I always see you post a... No, I mean a
my
girl.
Niece, I got niece, I, all my sisters have three kids.
What kind of dog is this?
It's a Shiba. I got her imported from Thailand.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I was lucky because most of them are like, that are white. They're rare. They're super rare. There's probably only like 1,000 of them in the world. They're all white ones, the Shibas, and they're inbred. And then they sometimes, like, if they're inbred, but she's not. You know what I mean? I was lucky because you can't go over there and like go. I mean, you could go all the way to Thailand and just buy one and fly back with it. But like, I had her shipped over.
Oh wow!
And I was like, got her. I was like, she all right? And then she played with the other puppies and she played fine. She could run straight because sometimes if they're like.
They'd be a little slow.
They can't like they'd
be a little underdeveloped.
Yeah, it's you know.
Like they have Down syndrome or something. Kinda.
Imagine like a kid who's you know inbred, like you know.
Right.
But luckily, she
like
wasn't.
On the movie Deliverance.
Why are y'all laughing at me? Because I said the dog had Down syndrome. What's wrong with that?
No, I was just thinking of the movie Deliverance where he's playing the banjo.
Oh, I've never seen that movie.
Oh. So wait, let me ask you something. Because you still have your phone upside down when you're on dates and stuff like that.
Is that just the norm for you?
Is that just your habit?
Yeah, I leave my phone. That's just a habit.
Why is that?
I don't know. I don't want to be distracted.
What would Whoopi do?
While I'm in such an important...
Whoopi don't let no nigga through the phone.
Yeah,
Whoopi leaves her phone in her locker at the View, locked up.
You don't know that.
Yeah, I know Whoopi.
She leaves her phone locked up in a locker?
Yeah.
Stop it. No, she doesn't.
All right.
She don't trust her other View castmates. All right, now a lot of people send in questions, right?
Uh oh.
So we're gonna get some relationship advice from you since you're
okay,
the relationship expert.
All right, the guru.
Jody
look at your phone. Look who's calling you.
Yeah.
Hi, you're live.
I definitely have a phone call.
I definitely have a phone call.
I sure do.
It
all
was
right, so here's a question.
There it is. Yep.
All right, listen to this.
I definitely have a phone call. That is a call from someone. Wow. Anyway, so back to the question. So,
how did Whoopi know I was talking about her?
Right. Whoopi's calling.
It would have been crazy. If it was.
All right. I've been in a committed relationship for 7.5 years with my boyfriend. We separated once back in July for 6 months. During that time, I was dating another guy, but my ex wouldn't stop calling or texting, telling me how much he missed me and we should work it out. We did, and we've been together since. However, we're not perfect. We argue a lot over cheating. Recently, I went through his phone. That's a no-no, right?
I've already tallied. I'm tallying up. I'm tallying the fact that she said he keeps calling over 6 months, and she didn't block him, so that says one
but
thing.
But they got back together.
Right. I'm tallying up all these things. Go ahead.
She said, and she went through his phone. I seen he's been talking to a girl from a job he used to work. I questioned him about it, and he said they were just friends.
Okay.
Not so sure I believe him. I also had a conversation with this girl who said they were just friends, nothing more. I still feel unsure. I have done some things he has no idea about, and I would never tell him. Is this karma? What should I do?
She being a little hoe, and it came back to bite her in the ass.
If they got back together and after 7.5 years, right? Me, I mean, like I said, I've only been in a relationship for like maybe 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
So she should, like, that type of shit, you gotta, like, if you're in a relationship and you're expecting, like, for forever, that's a long time, right? So if you already tallied up 7.5 years and then you broke up and then you went back to him again, like, did you, she said, she made it sound like, well, I went back to him because
He kept on calling
because
him.
He kept calling. Yeah, as like if the block button doesn't work. No, right. You went back because you wanted to, right?
Yes.
So now, and then she said she even asked him about something in his phone. First of all, nobody's gonna go through my phone.
We know.
So right. So this isn't my situation. So me looking at that, like, you gotta let like little shit slide. Like she said that they aren't doing that, and then he says it's not to leave it alone.
You believe
move
in
on
karma?
With your life. What is your what I would want to know what this girl's profession is and what is she?
Because
she
needs feeling guilty.
She needs to focus on her own life and career. She already has the person you want to be with, and mm-hmm. that y'all have that like electric vibe together, right? So y'all have that,
electric
and then so
vibe.
what is her career?
It says right here, prostitute.
No, it doesn't.
I'm joking.
See, you know what I mean? Like
I'm
you
joking.
Got what do you?
You believe in karma in relationships? Like, damn, I did something wrong, so something bad is gonna happen to me?
No, I don't believe in that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in like the karma stuff. I think people evolve as humans, right? and they make choices. And like sometimes you go through a situation, and I think even if you meet somebody when you're whatever age and you met them at that time, maybe it wasn't the right time, but you might have met the right person.
Right.
And then
the
y'all
right person,
both go through
time.
These different things and everything. It could be 10, 15 years later. It could be 20 years later. Who knows how long later. And then y'all could be get right back on the same path and then reconnect that and have that same vibe. You know what I mean? See that? See that distracted me.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody
flips
their phones
phone,
on.
Yeah.
No, but
phone.
You know what I mean?
Oh, we have a similar case too.
And so if she has that like... everybody's born by themselves, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? So if she has this connection with this person, then stay with that. Don't even stress about whatever the fuck, whatever else. Mm-hmm. If you want to be with her, you would have been with her.
If she cheated, right? Do you think it makes sense to, if he didn't find out, confess?
No.
All that
damn,
shit
Gigi.
Seems like drama. All that questioning and shit, like... I don't do interviews in a relationship. Like, all that questioning. Well, what about this? And you just like, what? I'm not talking about it, so you shouldn't be talking about it.
But somebody, if you're in a relationship, they should be able to ask you anything they want.
Sure. You can do whatever you want. And what'd he say?
Who?
Asking is asking.
Oh.
What and the answer what? Is...
I don't have
she asked
yeah,
him.
We don't know.
She asked him, and he said it's
nothing.
Just
nothing.
A...
Yeah.
Friend.
And then she even went.
The girl.
She even went, and then the other girl even went
and
as far. But they've been together 7.5 years. And then she asked the girl who worked, and then she said it's friend.
She's lying. She's going to say that.
You don't know that.
Let me ask my
that.
Girls in the room, and this is for everybody. If you've ever been a side piece, right, and the other and his main piece hit you up, and you knew you was a side piece, and she said to you, "Are you messing with him? Are you going to say yes or are you going to say no? We're just friends."
Let me tell you something. I've
Look,
had...
In the room, we have a no. I'm not telling. We're just
I've
friends.
Had guys that I didn't even want to fuck with that I knew had girlfriends and their girlfriend reached out to me like, "Has he ever tried to talk to you?" Yes, bitch. But I didn't tell her that because
yeah,
that's not
drama.
My place.
Yeah,
that's not... Now I'm beefing with her because she ain't about to break up with him. She's just going to have a problem with me now. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying yes. No, I'm not going to say that. That's me, though. That's my opinion. Find your solution another way, but I'm not your oracle. I'm not.
To me, in this relationship, this situation right here, it just seems like that girl sending a question could potentially. I mean, I just seems like too much drama.
Yeah, like I'm coming to you as a woman. No, sis, go to him as his
a
bitch.
Girlfriend.
Like, whatever. Don't come over here, please. Don't. G, what you think? You saying yeah, your nigga trying to fuck
me? She ain't telling.
I know she ain't telling. I just
y'all
wanna know.
I ain't saying nothing.
Right.
I ain't know nothing. I don't say. I don't even know him. Who?
Right. They're like,
who was Rashad?
Y'all together.
I ain't speak to him in like 2 years.
Right.
Who? I don't know that man.
He told me he was with you yesterday.
Right. Like he said, it's unnecessary drama. Mm-hmm. Like she's trying to look for the drama. Don't get me wrong, but she's initiating it. But you're making it worse by indulgent.
Also, she said,
"Oh my God,
how the fuck did I seen that on Don't Be a Menace to South Central?"
He just drank a whole entire
bottle of water
in one sip.
She also
said,
"He's hydrated."
The whole karma thing that
I
she
told
did
you,
something
that
she would
you
never
know what he be doing
that she would
what?
Never tell. So she just has a guilty conscience.
Oh my God!
And her guilty conscience is feeding her insecurity.
Right.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Her guilty conscience is feeding her insecurity.
Whenever somebody is always accusing you of some shit and you're not doing shit, mm-hmm. that means they're
doing
them. Shit. That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
When people are accusing
like
you of things for no reason.
Or you just a low down dirty dog.
I feel the same way.
That seems like a lot of energy in the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm.
She should be studying for a quiz or something.
But if she
know.
Was going in the wrong direction for 7 years, you're going to just keep continuing.
Seven and a half.
She should be building a house or something. All that time she's taking on her phone.
Building
looking
a house.
Her, Yeah, you could have cinder blocks at Home Depot and build
that shit by herself.
No, not cinder. I'm talking about all the time she's worried about some whole other shit that ain't even got to do with her. Like, build a house.
No.
All right, here's another, storage.
Here's a good question. I've been seeing a guy for a few weeks now. He didn't vote yesterday, and now I want to break things off. Am I wrong?
Wait, say it again.
I've been seeing a guy for a few weeks now. It's early. Yeah. She said he didn't vote yesterday, and now I want to break things off. Am I wrong?
Did you vote, Jody?
I have never voted.
See, so you can't ask him this question.
But you also wear American flag around your neck.
Because you got to vote for Dan Tony.
But I have a question.
Vote for Dan Tony.
I have a question about
your flag. Vote for Dan Tony.
Is it supposed to be upside down?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's a lock. And on the back of my neck, how would it be?
It's supposed to be
upside down.
Right
side.
Side.
Oh, okay.
But you know when you show it,
I didn't want to say nothing.
You need to show it, that means it's real. Because if it don't have that,
yeah, you're right.
I know what's up.
All right.
So what was your...
You know that.
Yeah, I know what's up.
What would your advice be to her, though?
Who?
To this woman. First, she said she wants to break things off because he didn't vote.
Mm. She sounds like she's a little bit too much in politics. Politics to me is too much drama to me. Okay, that's why I can't get involved in it. The President of the United States, whoever it's been, has never came down.
You don't even know.
Whoever it's been over the last 57,000 years, which I've been on Earth for 57,000 years, they never came up, walked up my door and said, here's a check for $100,000.
That's a lot.
Right, that's a lot.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Right?
I'll vote for Trump for that amount of money.
You see what I'm saying?
I'm joking.
And some other people take that, my analogy and theory or whatever. They could tell you anything, and then as soon as they get to be a president, then they're still telling you exactly what you want to hear and doing absolutely nothing. Or they could tell you all the worst shit in the world and then not give up. Who knows what the fuck they could tell you? I've never heard altering her own life based on politics. She's crazy.
But maybe it's something that's important to her. So if it's important to her.
Oh, that's cool. And that's totally fine.
That's kind of her own decision.
And that's totally fine. And the fact if she feels that strongly about that, then maybe she should date a senator.
Date
somebody who's, if him isn't important to you, if the politics are more important than him, then yeah, go politics.
Let Trump grab you by the pussy.
But I do feel like that's a conversation you should have. Like, instead of saying, I don't want to date you anymore, but maybe be like, listen, I'm just asking, why didn't you vote? And I just want to know what your stance is.
And then he maybe said,
I'm a convicted felon.
I'm a convicted felon in two states, and I can still vote.
Immigrant.
What if he said, I just don't feel like voting? Then she should you know what I'm saying? So it's like, well, so what if peanut butter asked jelly, hey, why don't you turn into peanut butter like me?
Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time.
But you know what I'm saying? But you know what I mean? Like, I think opposites attract. Like, don't fucking, I don't, you know what I mean?
No, I get what you said. I feel like you should do your own thing.
You do your own thing. I do my thing. And in your free time of living your life and doing your thing, if we can come back and actually have time together, oh man, it's I'm so good. Glad to have our 8 hours together.
Right.
Like, I don't even want to talk about what the fuck. If I'm with a girl, I don't want to talk about music. I'll play music and shit, but I don't want to talk about music. I don't do interviews in relationships. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't want to talk about nothing that I'm involved in. I don't want to talk about nothing you're doing really. But if you ever want to talk about
it, I'd be a little hurt if my man ain't want to talk about nothing.
I don't care about radio.
That's fine. I'll talk about it. No, I'm just saying.
Fuck Breakfast Club. What if he said that?
No, you can vent to me
you
and all that shit.
You can't do that.
Right.
Yeah.
No one listens to radio.
Yeah, you can't. In a way, that is going to mess up your relationship, because if somebody feels like, I don't like radio and the people
depends
that
depends how you think and what type of person you are.
True.
That's like trying to say what you're saying right now. Uh-huh. Imagine telling that to Dan Bolzerian with three, four sister wives who are all getting along and they're flying on private jets and they're living life and they're perfectly peaceful and enjoying life. Imagine saying that to them. They don't even want to have the conversation. You know what I mean? So I'm taking. So even like this conversation right here, like I said, I wouldn't have this conversation with anybody else. Right. See what I'm saying? So even though like the stress and drama of talking about that. Some people just like me are just like, damn, this is too much time and energy out of my peace of mind. Mm-hmm. I don't care about a relationship. I don't care about a marriage. I care about feeling good and living my life. And then until you find, there could be 100 things that are not peaceful and not fun to you. And then that one girl come along and she's like, yeah, I like this. Like, wait,
down.
What? Like, damn, oh, you like doing this shit too? Let's go. Oh, and you have friends too? Okay, cool.
And then you got friends. That's the main thing.
Or we can go make friends. You see what I'm saying? But it's just like, you can't, if you think only in your mind, you imagine in your mind, that's like, you're being delirious. Like, if you think every single person is going to think exactly like you. Now, 99% of the masses might think of, this is how a relationship should work. This is how this should work. Nah, what works is what makes you happy. So find that. You find another person who finds the exact same things that make you happy. Now y'all can hang out more.
Right.
Support for today's lip service also comes from Poshmark. Instead of buying new things, head to Poshmark to shop from millions of closets across America. Poshmark is the easiest way to buy and sell fashion items. Download that free Poshmark app to shop from tons of brands across women's, kids, and men's. You won't believe the deals that you'll find, like Louis Vuitton bags for $300, and they look great, brand new looking. Shipping is super fast and easy for both the seller and the buyer, and it's handled all through the Poshmark app. When you see something that you want, simply make the seller an offer and you can get the items at the price that works for you. I know you need to clean out your closet. I know I do. Well, listing on Poshmark is easy. Upload pictures of your stuff to the app, set that price, and then ship to the lucky buyer. No more waiting in line at your local thrift store just to leave empty-handed. Today, you get $5 off your first purchase when you enter the invite code AngelaYee5 when you sign up. Just download the Poshmark app, sign up, and enter that code AngelaYee5 and get $5 off your first purchase. Today's show is brought to you by Vidget, the mobile app achievers carry. You know what isn't so smart? If you want to be a blogger, or if you already are an influencer, or to crush it at networking, building a social media profile with no goals. You know what is smart? Downloading the Vidget app. The Vidget app is changing the game for social media profile builders. Vidget's revolutionary technology scores social media profiles, it tracks account growth over time, and allows for you to set growth goals all in one place. Now listeners can try the Vidget app for free today. It's time you unlock the secret that achievers use when building and tracking their social media profiles. Download the app today at yourvidgetscore.com. That's yourvidget, V-I-G-I-T, score.com. Also, look out for more details in my stories on Instagram.
What if, Val, don't you want your girl to be like your biggest fan?
Not really. Biggest fan of me personally?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like, what or if she, what music. If she's like, you
what
just,
if I, what if I, what if I, I do other things besides music,
I know,
you know
but
what
I'm just saying, but that's a large part of you too. Let's keep it real. Like, okay. that is a big part of you. Mm-hmm. So let's say you put out Tangerine Tiger. Your girl is like, oh my God, I love this song. I love that. Let's talk. Like, you don't want her to do that? You would feel weird.
She don't ever matter, heard really, it. She, I don't know.
That don't, right? that like honestly, that does not sway me one way or the other.
Would it bother you if she wanted to talk about music with you?
It wouldn't bother me necessarily, but I just think, it wouldn't bother me, no.
And what if she wants
but
to
it's
be
not,
on your
but
album?
It's not a, you see this girl who's like, broke up with the dude because of politics, because he didn't vote? You don't love
but
him
But she's
then.
Asking, should I?
Yeah.
The fact that you're even asking.
That's true.
That's just like a lot. And if you ask me, would you break up a girl if she didn't know every one of your songs or didn't buy your album the day it came out? That's, I don't even, I'm not even
your
thinking about that.
Your girl should definitely buy your album today.
I'm just saying, I wouldn't even care.
With your Apple ID.
I don't care.
Account.
All I care is that, all I care about is that you're there. All I care about is you're actually there in person, not if you're there social media wise. Fucking, I don't, leave the internet on the internet.
Right.
That's the internet. I don't care about none of that.
Real life is what matters.
Yeah.
So you talked about dating people, like you're saying that it's, you understand why people date in their own industry. Mm-hmm. So would you date somebody that's like a rapper, or, you know, she's
an artist.
An artist, or she's, you know, trying, she's out there on social media mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
It's not something I aim for, but if somebody had the mental understanding of, if somebody had the mental understanding, and it's not just like even somebody, like I said, I'm not like opposed to it, and I'm not also favoring it.
Mm-hmm. What if she was like,
matter.
What if she was like, man,
it's just the mental understanding of subliminally already knowing, and you don't even have to, it's something that's like, you don't even have to talk about because the vibe is already there because you already know. So it would be the mental factor of a girl who's, let's say she's famous or whatever, or has X amount of dollars or has whatever, then she would know not to walk up to me and be like, can we take a selfie? Can we take a picture? Now, if she was just already on certain status or whatever level, and then she was just recording, but we're on a survival, I don't care. You could be walking around Snapchat and being like this, and like, hey, what's up? Like, I don't care. Mm-hmm. That's fine. You know what I mean?
But there's just a certain vibe in a way. If she's like, yeah, let's take
like,
this.
Like, I'm asleep, like, and then she's like, taking a picture of me. Right, right. But you don't understand that what you're doing is you're running me away.
We haven't seen any of those pictures of you sleep.
Mm-mm.
Is there
because
any
I don't
out there?
Like, I don't sleep next to people. I sleep next to my dogs. I sleep of a queen size bed.
Oh, the dog took a picture.
I was on a queen size bed for a reason.
You have a queen size bed.
Why?
So there's no room for anybody else.
Bingo.
But the dog.
Boom.
There's
three of them.
Room in a queen size bed.
Yeah, you can.
Now when I'm sleeping in like
he's like this.
He sleeps like this.
The dog is laying like that.
Dog.
One right here, one right here.
One at the bottom.
At the bottom of the bed.
All she got to do is throw some bones on the floor of the dog.
And then that's when I'm going to fucking throw her out.
Damn.
Jesus.
No, so okay,
dogs
so
are
after,
the bitches.
So still after you're done having sex, it's kind of just like, all right, see you later. Like, how's the curve? Like, how does that work out?
Uber's outside.
Something. No, it's not even like that.
Or does she try to cuddle?
No, it's not even like
you
got to
cuddle
that.
With dogs too.
I don't honestly, like as of lately, I've been so like just kind of just I build houses and design houses. So I own four houses and I rent them out and Airbnb them. So I had started with one and then two and then three and now I have the fourth house.
That's dope.
In Florida. So I'm like, I've been working on that for like 3 months. Like mm-hmm. It's a studio slash like it's a basically for the dogs, like a dog park. And it's like a work. Studio.
Maggie's gonna go.
You know what I mean? So, but it's not a. And then people. And then I like. But it's just for them three.
Yeah.
But if you brought a dog, that's fine. I'll let y'all come. But
he just played your dogs.
I'm gonna bring.
No, because
I
and haven't
cream
really been. I haven't been like. I mean, like if something happens and the scenario's like right, then cool. But I'm not focused on that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I don't just kick people out.
You think
like,
you're a little selfish?
Yes,
I am.
Is.
I am because
I mean,
but
that's just what I'm getting. But, I don't.
Yeah,
know.
Yeah. I'm selfish. I'm self-centered. You know what I mean? And some people be like, "Oh, that's bad." But I've had people take from me my whole life mm-hmm. and like use off of me and like you know what I'm saying to the point where I'm almost like they could have like really like
drained
hurt
you.
Something. Yeah. Yeah. So I've learned to like. If I could do things myself, I'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Do you find it better? Do you
it's
find
better.
It?
Because I also have like three huskies to mm-hmm. to take care of too. So I've taken them into factor. You know what I mean? I can't.
Right.
And so there's been relationships that have like drained me like mentally, like having to deal with all this shit. All these things are real relationships.
Yeah, they are.
All these things are real relationship situations that I don't want no part of. These questions somebody take.
Look.
This girl taking the time to write this amount. Me in my mind, I would have been like, why aren't you doing something that can
focus that energy more
make
positive.
Our financial success grow? You're worried about me. You're gonna hurt us in the long run. Mm-hmm. You worrying about the bullshit. You're gonna fuck up the success level. I'm sorry.
Well, let me ask you
and
this.
And for that reason. I'm out.
I'm out. What in the shirt tank?
Since we just talked about dating in the same industry, then would you date a rapper? What if you were dating a girl, right? And, you know, you find out she does music and you listen to it and it's whack.
Do you tell her?
Would that change how you feel about her and would you tell her?
Do you help her become better?
Wait. So what depends what type of level or is it a girl who's trying to
how many years in are we?
Like you like
no,
her.
No, and
you
how
like
successful
her.
Is she?
She's a sweet girl. She's not that she's new.
She's trying.
Up and coming.
She's trying to be in.
Right.
Well then that's not what I was speaking upon. Just because you're
I'm just asking a question like if it's
right,
not,
right, but you see what I'm saying? So I'm going to reiterate that. I'm going to go back in listen. So if she's not even at quote unquote my level or something then I would see that as almost like using it. I'm not cool with that.
But maybe that's just what she
I'm
does.
Talking, but
she
but
met
if
you
it's
and you
same
like
life.
Her. She's cool, but she happens to be an artist. You know, you
with
met her.
With music.
So yeah, you met her in a studio somewhere.
Okay.
She's, you know,
then,
working.
Then,
and you like her,
oh,
but
you
she's
another?
Just not that good.
Damn, 504.
I don't know who this is.
804, but okay.
No, we're going to, for TV. It's
oh, look, his phone's flipped up now. I like this. We're getting comfortable. We're getting no.
He threw it.
We were getting comfortable.
Where your phone? Oh, in your
my
hand.
My phone here and it's face down.
My phone is here, but it's face
I
up.
I leave my phone face up.
I leave my phone face up,
down.
Too. Because I don't got nothing to hide. I know a lot
right,
of people keep their phone face down.
Everybody
let's
face
go.
Up.
Fuck it.
A lot of people keep their phone face down. I feel like they got something to hide.
That's right.
I do.
All right,
do
so back to the question. Let's just say she's not that good.
Right? Bad in the music.
Do you tell her?
What?
Do I tell her? It's not, I don't, no, anything that's bad and negative, I don't even take, focus my energy
But on. It might help her. Even if y'all don't end up together, it might be back. Some good feedback to be like, listen, but sorry, hey, not hey, sorry. That ain't it, boo.
If I like her enough, mm-hmm. right, and we hang out enough times, then what I'll potentially do is not in a mean way to be like, oh, you're da da da. Nah. Then I'll potentially try one time, right? One time and say, hey, you want me to help you write a song? I'll potentially do that. Not mention any of her previous shit. Have you ever had somebody help you write? Or have you, you know what I mean? I would actually, not even on a song, I would actually do
it. Write for her?
Now it's over. You got to write really like forever.
That. No, watch this. And if there's any backlash or I see anything, I'll be like, oh, okay, I'm not dealing with nothing outside of us. Us right here, cool.
Right.
Your career,
whatever
you do that.
You're doing,
right.
You do.
So there's a potential that I'll do that. But if I feel any type of tension or something, I just wouldn't do nothing.
Speaking of writing for people, do you find it like flattering that I feel like a lot of people have stolen like things that you've done or like your identity, like even that movie, like obviously I know you've talked about that before, like the Spring
Everything
Breaker
in the
movie.
Past, what I've learned over the last, I mean, even what it hasn't even, like over the last few years, in my time as musician, being looking in the past, you aren't gonna get to your future. Don't worry about nothing. Don't worry about nothing on the side. Don't worry about this. You can't because you're gonna. It's just like this.
But like not in a negative way. But do you find it flattering?
You feel like
that's what I was really gonna say.
So when I first was like, you know, first like got onto the scene, I'm mm-hmm. doing like interviews like 2014, 15, and I'm doing everything and people are like questioning me, are you serious? Are you this? Like, what does serious have to do with anything that I consider fun and I'm successful and I'm making money? What does that have to even to do with you?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that was my attitude. And now you look four or five, you know, three, 4 years later and, you know, people have shark grills and neon,
it's so
crazy everything,
yeah.
Mixed matching Versace with Prada, with, you know what I'm saying? They're doing this shit that I was doing years ago. But I'm not dwelling on that and saying that, but you see it and I appreciate you saying that, you know what I mean?
Do they reach out and be like, yo, you show da da da, like does anybody ever pay homage?
Sometimes,
because it really was you that was doing that shit.
Well paying homage, I don't even look at that. It would be if somebody you could, you know, taking something, or if you're like, a good example is like, okay, for Gucci, everybody loves Gucci. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think people love me. They could love me and hit like on the side, like wanting to see someone successful. That's love to me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't feel like everybody loves me. You could steal something from somebody and be like, oh yeah, I got you. I'm gonna get you.
I get what you.
That's fine, but I don't dwell on it. That's fine. You can have that. I don't care. I'm still going to be successful regardless because I do other things outside of music.
Right.
With music, it's very easy to take or steal somebody. But that's fine. I'm never going to dwell on something.
Mm-hmm.
You run with that then. Run with that till I give you another style to come.
That's a fact.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed having our relationship talk with you.
Yeah.
I know you have the album Tangerine Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's really, but I'm going to tell you, lip service, we talk about everything else mm-hmm. as well, but we are aware that the album is out on the 9th.
That's cool. Is this dropping on the 9th?
We dropped on
the
9th. Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, it is the 9th today.
Yeah, it's the 9th.
Yeah, actually.
Oh. I lose my days with these little Sorakis. Ciroc Balboas.
We do have a porn star on the way up here for the next episode, but I know you don't really like porn stars, so we're not going to introduce you.
Who?
Who? I might know her already.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
Might be one of my little flings.
We got to get rid of you before she comes.
Okay.
No, but we do really appreciate you coming through because this is our first time meeting. I'm going to tell you something because I hit up one of your friends. Right, to ask him. No, my boy Trouble Andrew.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's my friend.
I'm gonna tell you what he said about you. You wanna hear it?
Yeah.
Like the hit? Here go.
Uh oh. You can hit speak on the phone.
Oh, I still need my name.
He said this. I gave you one, I thought.
No, you don't count. He's giving
Lazy Head L'Oreal.
No, I'm not taking that one.
I'll
I rebuked that in the name of Jesus.
He said, this is what Trouble Andrew said. He said, we go way back. He linked with me first time he came to New York. We've been working together and friends since. He's a genius and actually way overlooked on his bars. He's an abstract artist and a freestyle king way ahead of his time. He's one of the greatest of our generation.
Wow.
That's very nice.
God damn.
That's really your friend.
He is.
And he's dope, so that's good words coming from a good man. And then I said,
"No, that's very nice that he said that."
Wanna know what
genuine.
I said?
What'd you say?
I said, "What about his sex life?" He said, "I don't know anything about that."
She said, "Yeah, whatever, fuck the legend shit."
See,
who's his bitches?
Yeah, he's like, I don't know about that. I know, yeah, that's I don't talk. You know, I don't think. I think when somebody's on a certain mental level of what they're thinking about, then they don't.
I'm kidding. Like, I didn't really say that.
Well, don't wait, did he say all that good stuff? All right, good. All right, cool.
He did say all that good
You can't
stuff.
Listen to her. She's a jokester. That's why I want to let her give me my name.
Do you have a name for her now that the show is?
I'm gonna get a good one because I don't want to throw out a bad one. I swear.
I like mine.
I promise.
That's gonna be
of course
episode.
You would.
Lazyhead L'Oreal.
Asshole Angela Yee.
It sounds like a river. Like a lazy, no. Lazyhead no. L'Oreal river.
Close asshole. Angela.
That's damn right. It's a one-way street.
Out.
Okay. Well, okay.
Oh, she's about to ask you.
What?
Oh, about anal.
Oh.
Have you dibbled and dabbled in
Is
that?
Is that your thing?
I mean.
Yes. Okay. That's
He's
all.
Done.
You know why? You could tell
not,
somebody.
Oh, wait. No,
has.
Me.
No.
Yes.
No.
Oh,
no.
Right.
My God.
All right. All right.
Too far now. We didn't
see right. Yeah, go on too far.
You say nothing
yeah,
like that.
No, I just had to let y'all know. Okay, I had to.
No, I swear I'm done now.
I had to. Yeah,
I like
nah.
How you at least
I
made
had
it clear.
To lay it. Down because sometimes in this 2018 things get misconstrued.
Exactly, and we don't want that here.
I had to unconstrue.
Jody, my Jody.
We didn't know. We didn't mean you was bleeding. We meant
okay. Well,
Jody,
you know,
low rolling.
When you're drunk. I mean, when you're a little tipsy, I mean,
he said, "Whoa, wait,
things
don't
get,
do that.
Wait,
things get confusing.
We don't want to get nothing misconstrued.
Don't listen to Whoopi.
Whoopi ain't say that. Whoopi ain't say that.
No, but for real, thank you so much for joining.
You should get Whoopi on here and ask her.
Can you hit her? Ask her.
Yeah, I mean, ask. I'll get FaceTime.
Her. Be locked up in the locker.
I'll see what I can. I'll see what I when she gets her phone out of the locker and the view.
Right.
I'll see what I can do.
Whoopi, you ever did anal?
She probably. I bet you she got the craziest stories, and she'll probably tell you.
You think so? Because no one's ever.
I think so. I think she's just. I think once you hit about like 50. Maybe like 60. Like I think you just like just start just Time say what things, you what's right. on. You just say what's on your mind.
Like Quincy Jones, because I saw her the other day, and usually me
you
like
saw
when
Whoopi?
I did.
This is crazy. Why is Whoopi coming up so much?
So we love
Whoopi. Whoopi's about
I went
to go.
To nobody's fool from
Whoopi
here.
Whoopi could go
afterwards.
Go.
There was like a jazz club, and everybody was there, and she was right there, and I was kind of like just stuck because it's Whoopi Goldberg. Yeah. But usually me, like I'll go up to people and introduce them, like hi L'Oreal, da da da, got podcast me. Angela Gigi, and I break it down to them, and mm-hmm. I get them as a guest on the show.
But
I would never
Whoopi.
Have her. Right. I would have never approached her about
Can
that.
Can you imagine Whoopi? Well, you know when you turn 50, your butthole loosens up.
She's like, you know, my Depends.
You never know. You might have came in and, because you know, like there's different type of interviews.
What
you
did she say, girl? My pussy ain't been wet since 1965.
I don't want nobody in my house.
Ain't nobody moving up in this.
Oh, Fast Eddie calling. Eddie
F. Damn. Yo, you're sick.
Fast Eddie.
Put your phone up. And by the way, what is that on the other? Is that blood?
It's paint. It's paint.
You sure that's not blood?
100% is paint.
Why would it be blood?
It's paint. He was fixing. You remember we was talking about.
I was painting my windows.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah. He did everything.
Yeah, now.
Wait, who just called
I was painting my windows.
You?
Nobody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Big booty hoes. Right. One.
Big booty donkey.
Well, Jody High Roller, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. We
thank
had a good
you.
Time with you.
I appreciate
Every
it.
Every time you come up, you're going to get a little looser.
The tiger going to loosen up.
All right.
Don't let us say no more. I told you.
Every time he gets it, his hand's going to grow
okay.
a little bit.
I tried to warn you.
Go ahead, just head out.
I tried to tell you.
My water slide out of here.
Lip service.
Wander Beauty's functional beauty essentials completely streamline your beauty routine with fewer products that work better so you can get ready in 5 minutes and stay gorgeous on the go. Plus, I love the packaging and it's really easy to use. Their foundation is amazing. I carry it with me everywhere. So it's time to make over your morning with Wander Beauty. Get 20% off your purchase at wanderbeauty.com/Angela. That's wanderbeauty.com/Angela and get 20% off.